Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hello, this is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman, and I'm going to take a quote from or in a tip from our tip of the day calendar, our agile tip of the day calendar. I'm speaking from November 29th. You can find the agile tip of the day calendar at jacqueline-sanders-blackman.com. You can download it, you can share it, and there's even a way to order hard copies if you want to share it with friends. Our tip, November 29th, is an empowered team should be allowed to throttle down their velocity from time to time so that the team can recover and reset. So let me peel this back a little bit. Empowered teams. So when I'm talking about empowered teams, or you may have heard self-managed teams, the important part here is that a team that is empowered, you can't abuse the power. You have to have the right mindset, and your leaders and your coaches should set you up so that you know in this empowerment, being able to make the right decisions that are good for the team as a whole, that are completely inclusive, that also take into account people upstream and downstream, that you think at from a big picture level. So again, empowerment, there's a lot of responsibilities to go with it. So I'm speaking specifically to those teams that have come to that maturity level and have had that honor of being empowered. Now, that doesn't mean that the teams that aren't empowered, that this doesn't apply to them. Any coach, any scrum master that is there shepherding those teams and there to make sure that those teams are healthy, know that this next part of this quote, which is from time to time, they need to throttle down. Think about if you've got a high speed, high performing car on the racetrack and you're running it, even they stop and take pit stops in the middle of a race. And so that's the same when it comes to high performing teams. You're building something. Of course, probably your product owners, maybe your project managers and your executive sponsors, they don't want to see you stop in the middle of the race, but they have to understand that sometimes you have to slow down, pull over a little bit, reset, and just kind of get recharged, and then you can get back out there and get back up there to top speeds. And when it comes to agile and agile teams, you know, you're moving very quickly. You've been stressed, high stress levels. If you don't, just like a car on the racetrack, if you don't pull over and proactively tend to the maintenance and the upkeep, then it's just going to flat out break down in the middle of this race at top speeds. And of course, we know that is extremely dangerous. You know, a car moving at high speed and it blows a tire. That's detrimental. It's the same with agile teams. You don't want the team to blow up, to explode, because when people are stressed, your nerves are on edge, things that you could tolerate or things that you would give the benefit of the doubt. Now your nerves are on edge and you see a team operating at a very high emotional level. Everybody's getting offended. They're taking things the wrong way. They're snapping back. Fuses are short. And then what we've seen, then there's more sick leave. There's more mental health days. So things just start to unravel and it gets harder to recover from that, because either things have been said and then there's, you know, people feeling a certain kind of way and that just carries over. So proactively, if you've had really 2-3 sprints, and sometimes you can tell very clearly, especially if you're using metrics like your velocity, you've been, going above and beyond your typical velocity. You've been going for your stretch goals. You've been just taking on some extras. And you just can't sustain at that rate. So you need to take the next sprint instead of, you know, trying to achieve your typical velocity, back down and have an easy sprint, so to speak. And it doesn't necessarily mean that everybody's going to be slacking, but what it means is that the whole idea of trying to meet a particular deadline or deliverable, you're going to pull back off of that and maybe fill that time with some things that are maybe not as stressful, whether it's documentation or doing some training or just doing some team building or doing some other things, so that it's just not a walk in a park. But it is something that you're taking on low stress items. So that's our quote for today, November 29th. Think about that as a team. And once a team kind of knows that, you know, they're allowed to, and or that the scrum master is aware of and acknowledging that, then it makes it easier when they know that they do have to throttle up and maybe have to push a little harder, that, hey, we're not going to be expected to sustain this for long periods of time. So it's good for their mental health as well, and seeing the big picture and the long-term goal. So that's much different than teams that feel like they always got to be a superhero, speeds at all times. And once you prove and are successful, you know, at the superhero speed, you're always expected to exceed and continue to perform at that rate. And that's something that we don't want the teams to feel like they're always going to be stressed and pushed in that way, that their well-being is going to be that they can either raise the flag themselves and that will be acknowledged and allowed, or that your coach is going to point that out to you and ensure that as well. Keep that in mind. We want you to be healthy, agile teams. That's all for today's quote. Check back with us for more quotes. And check out that calendar at JacquelineSandersBlackman.com. Bye for now.